What would you go through in terms of potential side effects and toxicities of AIs compared to tamoxifen?
Yeah, so we start with tamoxifen. The life-threatening toxicities would be endometrial cancer, arterial and venous vascular effects, which would be strokes, TIAs and DVTs and PEs. There are also patient-perceived side effects would be hot flashes and vaginal discharge. On the other side, the aromatase inhibitors don't have the endometrial cancer risk as much of the thromboembolic disease risk for venous side. And like I said, anastrozole may as well not have an effect for strokes compared to tamoxifen. But the cost is arthralgias increased and also bone issues in terms of fracture risk. Now, in terms of arthralgias, it's interesting when you look at the difference between, it looks like all the aromatase inhibitors cause about the same increment in arthralgia complaints, which is about in the 6% range. In the clinic, I think we're impressed that that's probably an underestimate of the number of people that really do have kind of problems. And I look at maybe, 20-some percent of the patients on an aromatase inhibitor will bring forward a complaint. About 10% will really have a difficult time of it, and a couple percent just can't go on no matter kind of what. I think the bone health issue now with bone mineral density screening and early intervention and more knowledge about what the risks are really more represents a manageable condition. So I use that less of an issue in terms of deciding what kind of therapy to bring forward.
Okay, so now I'm going to bump this case up a couple years and say that instead of seeing her at first diagnosis, I'm going to say that this woman was seen by another physician and was actually treated with chemotherapy followed by tamoxifen. And now it's 2.5 years later, and she's moved into your area, and she's transferred her care over to you, and she comes in to see you, and you evaluate her, and she's been on tamoxifen for 2.5 years. What would you do at that point?
Yes, those would be the patients that I would switch immediately over to an aromatase inhibitor. I would have a discussion about how they were doing on the first regimen, but I'd say here's an agent aromatase inhibitors that in this exact setting has been proven to be better, and I would want you to take it. And interestingly, you gave me an easy one with 2.5 years follow-up, but I would do the same thing if I saw the patient at 6 months or 1 year, because I'm impressed with the front loading of some of the side effects. That is the venous vascular effects. We just saw that updated by Jack Cusack at San Antonio this year, DVTs occurring in the first couple of years. And the other thing we saw was that the endometrial thickness associated with tamoxifen persists after stopping the therapy. So I'm not waiting. There will not be a trial of 1 year switching. So as soon as I would see a patient, I would switch them to what I would view to be superior agents.